The Last Vacation by Alex Morrison. 6 long hours in the car. The DS has run out of power, so I sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall for the third time.
20 bottles of beer. Take one down. Pass it around. 19 bottles of beer on the wall.
The highway is too loud to sleep on, so I sit awake staring at the cars and buildings I'm passing. Are we ever going to get there? When will the fun start? The car stops. A light blue, 3-story building with a 4-car garage looks down on me. The wind coming from the ocean behind the house blows around and into my face. My grandparents, aunts, and uncles are already here. Now my entire family on my mom's side is here in Lincoln City on the Oregon coast. I go inside the house to try and find a nice bed to sleep in, but I end up having to sleep on the floor because my relatives have already taken all the beds. I'm fine with it, though. My mom has been coming to the Oregon coast since she was a little girl. Every year, the whole family packs their bags and heads to Lincoln City. We have gone there every year in late August. It's our end-of-summer get-together before we have to go to school. In the early morning on the second day of our vacation, all of my relatives in the house, even the dogs, get up and walk down onto the sandy beach. We keep walking up the beach until the water or the rocks cut us off. I look for starfish, crabs, birds, and whales. Once we found a huge brown sea lion. It looked gigantic, but it smelled even bigger and nastier. I wanted to walk up to it, but my dad and its smell kept me back. The water at the beach is cold, but all of my cousins run into the waves anyway. I rush inside to grab my boogie board. When I run back outside, most of my cousins have come out of the water. I throw myself onto the boogie board and begin floating in the water, waiting for the perfect wave, the really tall one just about to break. It's these waves that make the long drive and sleeping on the floor worth it. 3 days go by, and I'm back on the highway, wishing I could go back and stay there forever. When I get home, I'm going to have to pack my bags and get ready for school. But I can still enjoy all the fun I had in the freezing water on the Oregon coast, and the fun weekend I had with my family.